Greetings from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. It's Sunday, February the 4th, 2024, and this is the audio recording of a Vesper service held by members and friends of the Congregation of Christ Church. The service follows the order of worship for Compline, starting on page 127 of the Book of Common Prayer. Our homilist tonight is Diane Halim. The service began at 6 o'clock p.m., after the tolling of the church bell.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God.
Almighty
God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name.
Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Tonight's psalm is Psalm 112, which we will read together, 1 through 10. Hallelujah. Happy are they who fear the Lord
and have great delight in his commandments. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house, and their righteousness will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. It is good for them to be generous in lending, and to manage their affairs with justice. For they will never be shaken. The righteous will be kept in everlasting remembrance. They will not be afraid of any evil rumors. Their heart is right. They put their trust in the Lord. Their heart is established and will not shrink until they see their desire upon their enemies. They have given freely to the poor, and their righteousness stands fast forever. They will hold up their head with honor. The wicked will see it and be angry. They will gnash their teeth and pine away. The desires of the wicked will perish.
To the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
And the gospel for tonight is Matthew 5, verses 13 through 20. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us from the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life may rest in your eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake.
Amen.
We'll entertain thanksgivings and intercessions. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping,
that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised.
For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We are going to attempt the Lectio Divina tonight as a part of Vespers. And I think you guys have a copy of the Gospel reading from the version that we use for the reading tonight. And also, Ken's, you are invited to make notes if you are so inclined during the readings of the Scriptures. During the Compline, we heard the Gospel for today. And for the Lectio Divina, we will read the Gospel a few times, and I have a two other versions that we can hear the Gospel from during the Lectio Divina. So as we go through it, listen and hear what is being said through the Scripture. And again, you have copies of the Gospels and pens if you choose to take notes. As we get started, I invite you to prepare yourself physically and mentally. Begin by sitting comfortably, placing both feet on the ground, if they can reach that far, with posture upright and hands open on your lap, as if you're waiting to receive a gift from God. Then abandon any agenda, worries, thoughts you bring to this prayer, and entrust these things to the providence of God. Ask for the grace to be receptive of what God will speak to you through the Scripture reading. In this reading, in this first reading of the Gospel, listen for a particular word or phrase that speaks to you at this moment and sit with it for a time. You may write it down. Let this word or phrase be an invitation to dialogue with God. Allow the word or phrase to permeate your thoughts and feelings. Jesus said, "You were the salt of the earth." But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them all and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the second read-through, I will read from the Messenger translation of the Message translation of the New Testament. As we read through, listen for what God is saying to you in these words. What do you want to say to God? What would you like to say to God as we hear the words? What feelings do these words raise up in you? Share your answers with God. And feel free to write down any thoughts, words, phrases that come to mind. And this is Matthew 5, starting with the verse we started with. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be the salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be the light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you on the hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open, house. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open with God, this generous Father in heaven. Don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scriptures, either God's law or the prophets. I'm not here to demolish, but to complete. I'm going to pull it all together in a vast panorama. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and earth wears out, God's law will be alive and working. Trivialize even the smallest items in God's law, and you will only be trivialized yourself. But take it seriously, show the way for others, and you will find honor in the kingdom. Unless you do far better than the Pharisees in the matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now in the final reading, this will be from the First Nations version of the New Testament. With this final reading, release any word or phrase that you have been praying with. Be still and rest in God's embrace. What gift has God given you to take that you will take away from this prayer? To what action might God be inviting you to? Thank God for this gift and invitation as you conclude your prayer. This is, again, Matthew 5. And that one. As you walk the good road with me, you are the salt of the earth, bringing cleansing and healing to all. Salt is a good thing, but it loses its saltiness. But if it loses its saltiness, how will it get back its flavor? That kind of salt has no worth and is thrown out. As you walk the road with me, you are a light shining in this dark world. A village built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one hides a torch under a basket. Instead, it is lifted up high on a pole, so all who are in the house can see it. In the same way, let your light shine by doing what is good and what is right. When others see, they will give honor to your Father, the one above us all. When you hear my words, you may think I have come to undo the law given by drawn from the water. Drawn from the water is Moses and the words of the prophets. But I have come to honor them and show everyone their true meaning. I speak from my heart. As long as there is sky above and an earth below, not even the smallest thing they have said will fade away, until everything they have said has found its full meaning and purpose. Anyone who turns away from these instructions and tells others to do the same will be looked down upon as a small one on Creator's good road from the spirit world above. But the ones who do them and teach others to do the same, they will be looked up as great ones. I will say this to you. Unless you have a better reputation than the scroll keepers and the separated ones, also known as the Pharisees, you will not find the path that leads to the land of Creator's good road from above. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now that we have concluded from these readings, do you all have any thoughts or words, phrases that you'd like to share with the group? I'm invited to, you don't have to.
Oh, the operative word in the passage, there, one of them at least, was light.
Light, yeah.
Remember that song that they used to sing at camp? This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
I'm under a bushel of
Another word that comes to mind for me is salt, and how I'm not supposed to eat a lot of salt.
Yeah.
And they probably didn't know that back then.
Well, as a bread baker, I have to tell you that bread would not rise without it. And it wouldn't taste very good.
And the reading that talked about salt savoring other things was a unique concept.
Yeah. And food wouldn't last for very long without salt.
Right. Used to cure it with salt.
The second version that you read, to me, it seemed to tie it together better than, I guess, RSV, whatever we read to begin with. But I thought, okay, that's a different way. It's a different words and different way to think about it. More modern words, I guess.
It's funny how they differ. And for a long time, I was a one version kind of Christian. This was the version that Bishop Laudit had said, well, this is the version that we read from. And now I look at it as just another way of seeing it. Like, we, when we hear it, we have ways to see it and hear it and feel it. But yes, yes, that's my, this is my father's version of the message, and this was one that he one of his versions that he liked.
That version intensifies the idea that we are all disciples, and that in order to share God's message, we need to be the light.
And that you can't be a hidden, you can't hide. A lot of introverts like to do, you've got to be out there.
Yes, yes, to be disciples that we can't.
Jesus said, if you walk with me, you're the light of the world, you're the.
Yes, yeah. He says, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light.
I like that modern language. Here's what I'm talking about.
You're here to be a light, bringing out the God colors of the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. It actually says this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you now under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine! Exclamation point. Keep open the house. I like that. Keep open the house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven.
Well, I think sometimes we have a tendency to say, well, I've got something really special here, just me and God, just the two of us together. And he's saying, you can't do that. That's not the way it works. You've got to invite others in.
And he says, salt, which is special, and light, which is special, and...
Well, I wrote down the last of the readings from Matthew. It says, for I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. I wrote down a quote. I mean, where is grace and where is forgiveness? And, you know, it's just all of a sudden there's a brick wall there.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of it has to.
How many scribes or Pharisees or dumber than I. Okay? So there's some places you need to stop and think about what they're saying there. Are they saying the lesser scribes and lesser Pharisees? Or is it the average of all the scribes and the Pharisees?
Like a math problem.
There's just no chance at this point.
Well, a lot of it might have to do with one's definition of righteousness.
Yeah. And the fact that Jesus didn't think much of those scribes and Pharisees yet.
And they were out to get Jesus.
Right. They were all about the law and not about
his righteousness. Yeah, his righteousness following 438.
Well, I think it goes back, I love the phrase that said the salt is savory, brings out flavors and brings out the God colors in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with smarts. That has to do with how you can.
Good taste.
Yeah, the taste and the light, and rather than what's in the books.
Well, when I look at
all these scribes and Pharisees, they did not get baptized. Spirit and the water, so they don't stand a chance at all.
Everybody lives under
What I think of,
if everybody lives under grace and forgiveness, then we'll all be at the big table.
That's what Ted used to say.
Well, and so I believe that, but we all want to be at the head of it. I don't want to get weighed in.
Well, you're supposed to want to sit at the bottom of the table, not a shrine.
Yeah.
When I think of the God colors, I think of those incredible images from our latest probe back into time.
Wow.
And you think of what you're seeing, just stunning, you know.
Yeah.
And of course that's adding the infrared, but that's all right. That's how you see it.
Sitting on the hill cannot be seen if you're deep in the valley in the forest. You can't see it. Maybe on occasions when
climb a tree.
Come down from the hill.
And there was another one in there the lights. Now, what about the poor blind people? They're not going to see the light. Whether you put it under a basket or on a lampstand.
You mean like the Pharisees?
Well, are there, with people with visual impairments, I know there are degrees, and I remember many years ago I read for someone who was blind. And he said that he loved light. He could see, even if he couldn't see, and this is the case for everyone, but when he was totally blind, he couldn't see any light at all. So seeing a glimpse of light was just joyous for him.
Also, is this, you know, literally what is, you know, the difference in literal interpretation and another interpretation,
and that may have something to do with the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, who sometimes looked at the little nitty tiny rules and made life really difficult for people who would have to be out working and couldn't.
And
to get that opposite of the picture.
And sometimes it's easy just to follow the little rules because you have to turn on the light and maybe get kind of salty and spicy too once you experience the light. And when you said that about folks who couldn't see, that maybe that's why they used two examples. They used salt.
Yeah.
And if salt didn't work for some people, light might. And maybe like sound versus music. That could be another example.
You know, the scribes and Pharisees were so admired by, everybody looked up to them. They went to them for interpretations. And they were so busy being right. They were so dogmatic that they kind of lost their
saltiness. I wonder how much they charged for that advice.
And we do that with policy manual, and maybe not everyone in this room, but you know, we talk about, well, what does the Constitution say and what does the law say, precedent, and
we have a tendency to nitpick everything, don't we?
Yeah, we try not to, yeah.
Yes,
there are some you don't. People around today who still nitpick. Emily and I are like, yes.
Yes. And they work at the university.
Yes. Yeah, they
work. They work in my department.
And they're brilliant, and everybody looks up to them.
Oh, right.
Sort of looks, yes.
Ah, why do we need libraries?
And then there are the English people.
Well, we know we're right.
Oh. Any other comments? Yes, Emma. This was a good passage for this. Emily.
Thank you.
Emily had something.
Well, I was just saying, the circle of words that I was really responding to, and there were words that seemed to invoke completeness, word restored, all, complete, fulfill, all, exceeds. And then the second passage that you read had the passage, be generous with your lives, and I really responded to that a lot. That kind of sense of fulfillment and complete and giving of ourselves and shining.
Share those colors.
Yeah. The way that that comes together, that does come together with the completeness. And I have a short blessing to close with. Receive this blessing. We are the children of God, blessed with gifts and visions. Upon us rests the deep breath of Christ, and may the strong arm of God sustain you, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
This recording is from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. For more information, please check our website at www.christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.